rocking.
But it's also time for some pertinent information.
We'll be back to rocking in a few. Hang on.
After 17 weeks of regular season football, we have reached wild card weekend in the NFL. 4:30 Eastern, Bengals take on the Texans from the Lions. These two teams met this time last year. Houston got the better of that matchup. 31-10 was the final. Then tonight at 8 Eastern, the Packers host the Vikings. The rematch of Week 17, won by Minnesota. Adrian Peterson exploded for 199 yards and 2 scores. We have a bowl game today. Kicks off in just moments. BBVA Compass Bowl from Birmingham, Alabama. The Pitt Panthers take on Ole Miss Rebels. Big East versus SEC. Both teams went 6-6 this year. A couple games, college games at the half. Number one, Duke leads Wake Forest 41-30. Sports news as it happens.
We are football!
Korea, spring 1951. 8th Army Commander Lieutenant General James A. Van Fleet sensed an opportunity to advance northward and retake the area above the 38th parallel, known as Line Kansas. Making up part of what was being called the Iron Triangle, Line Kansas was determined to be an area the UN needed to control if it was to influence the North Koreans to attend the proposed peace talks. On May 20th, General Van Fleet and the 8th Army, along with South Korean forces, pushed northward to retake Line Kansas. General Van Fleet's artillery units, along with constant bombing by UN aircraft, proved too much for the communist forces. Line Kansas was back in the hands of UN forces, greatly influencing the North Koreans to attend the peace talks in July. The retaking of Line Kansas, an important part of American military history.
Years ago, Army chemists at the Armaments Research Development and Engineering Center were trying to develop a powerful new explosive that could be transported safely.